Hey, Javier.
Now, oftentimes we get so caught up in what we're going through until we start complaining, Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital, MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors. And I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes.
Good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? Good to me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. shine my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me more than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. It dries all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it?
Good morning, good morning, good morning to our international partners, to America, to everyone that hears the sound of my voice. We will not complain. We will not complain. He has dried all of our tears, took them away. We will not complain. Even if you feel like this morning complaining, don't complain. Be thankful. Raise your hands in the air and just look unto heaven and be thankful. Just thank God for every little thing that he's done, every big thing that he has done. I promise you the good things will outweigh the bad things. If we just look through his eyes, feel what he feels, see what he sees, I guarantee you, you will not complain. We need to give God all thanksgiving. Thank him for everything. Just thank God for just waking you up this morning, because that's a blessing. It's a gift in itself to just wake us up this morning. Just to say, Father God, I thank you. I won't complain. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of seeing the sun rising, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for turning my midnight into day, starting a new beginning, getting up, being able to, knowing that you are no longer in the darkness, that you are in the day. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you this morning, Father God. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Father God. We exalt thee, Lord Jesus. There is none other like you, Father God. We are nothing without you, Father God. You are our provider, Father God. You are the source, Father God. You are the head of our life, Father God. The great I am, Father God. Abba, Father. That's exactly who you are, Father God. You are the light, Father God. And we won't complain on this Tuesday morning. We will be grateful all throughout the day. Even if we choose to complain, we will not complain. We will keep our mindset on you, Father God. Our hearts belong to you, Father God. So we will not complain. And just give God a second and just place your hands in the air, literally, and just welcome him. Just welcome him and just thank him. Thank him, even if you can't say anything. Just thank the Lord. Just let him know that you are appreciative just for life. It's a gift in itself. If you feel like you haven't received anything, you have life. That is a precious gift. Life, if nothing else. If you feel like things not going your way, you got life. You woke up this morning. You're breathing. You got a roof over your head. Whatever the situation is, he has given you life. That becomes everything else. He has given you life. Let's give God some praise this morning. Let's just thank him for the things that we may not even be able to see. Let's just thank God on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you one more time, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for who you are and whose we are, Father God. Thanking you, Lord, that you love us, Father God. We thank you for your saving grace, Father God, your mercy, Lord Jesus. As we come before your throne room today, Father God, we ask you to allow us to decrease and you increase, Father God. Your Holy Spirit, just leave and just take over the airwaves, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that chose to make a sacrifice to get up this morning, Father God, to be in your presence, Father God, to hear your words, Father God. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are a forgiving God, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We just love the fact, Lord Jesus, that you keep allowing us to keep coming, Father God, no matter what the circumstances of the situation is, Father God. You keep pouring into us, Father God, so we won't be the same, Father God, and so we won't have to complain, Father God, and that we can depend on you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for each and everything that you do, Lord Jesus. And, Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, if there's anyone out there, Father God, that's having any heartbreak, Father God, mental illness, whatever it may be, Father God, Lord, just allow your Holy Spirit to lead and guide them, Father God. Just send somebody, Father God, to heal whatever's broken, Father God, to heal whatever hurting, Father God, the mental illness, Father, send them wherever they need to go, Father God. Wherever is not like you, Father God, we're asking your Holy Spirit, Father God, to go in and do what you do, be the way maker, Father God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, on today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Last week we started into timing, and the Spirit of God has not moved us from that when we seek ye first the kingdom of God, seeking him for instruction. And so on today, we're going to continue to stay where the Lord has placed us to be, and we'll be speaking on timing. And Sister Monica, I'll be turning it over to you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I've been hearing the Spirit of the Lord speak, everyone, and the Spirit of the Lord has had a lot to say. And I just want everyone to listen closely, because God is speaking and he's saying to us that he has not passed us by. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that he has not discounted our cries. He has not left us out. He says that he hears the cries of our heart, and that our words are not what he hears, but he hears the pain that we're crying out in our hearts, that he's not left us and forsaken us, that he's felt our pain. And in the last few days, in the last weeks or so, he's heard the cries in unison through millions of cries throughout the world. Every single person that has cried out for whatever reason, he's heard those cries. And he's saying that he's heard these simultaneous, and he feels our pain. And it's so heavy, y'all. It's so heavy. Just know that God is listening. He's listening to us. And he's answering us with a yes to our cry for justice. He's yesing us. He's saying yes, that the timing is coming. The timing is coming for justice is coming. But for the ones that had been calling out and crying out before any of this protesting and marching, he said those are the ones he's talking to right now for quite some time. He says that there is a delay. There's a delay in your blessing. There's a delay in your yes, but don't give up, because he said the timing is not because there's a no. The delay is not a no. God said that the timing is everything, and to wake up, that we are to wake up for every single one of you that have been waiting on God patiently and asking him to answer your prayer. He heard your prayer, and he said yes, but it was held up because there's timing involved, and that timing is dependent upon you waking up, because he says that you know your situation, but your situation is not just a situation. He says it's a test. He says that you're in the midst of a test, and that test is up for you to actually move in, to act in, to react to act accordingly to. And every test, yes, every test has to be passed for his yes to fall on earth. God is saying that this is also a time for you to not give up. This is a time for you to straighten out some of the things that need to be straightened out before this yes falls on earth. And you know what your yes is about, because you've been praying about this thing. He said that when your yes falls on earth, everything will fall into place. But those tests are holding you up. Those tests are holding up that yes. So whatever it is that you're coming into contact with, whatever conflict or situation, it may be one, it may be many, but that thing that you're going up against, recognize it as a test. Do not fall asleep on this thing. Wake up. God is also saying that we are in an exodus. And the exodus he's referring to, he's saying that we are millions of people, the millions of people that we're in the exodus of today. That the Bible had an exodus of Jesus, of Moses bringing people out of Egypt. And he said on today, Jesus is bringing us out of Egypt. But our Egypt is the injustice. Our Egypt is the oppression. Our Egypt is economic recession. Our Egypt is the systematic oppression and injustice, and also the plague of the pandemic. He's saying that all of these people that have risen up, he's actually made a Red Sea divide for justice. He's made a Red Sea divide for the recession to be over with, and all of those things will be consumed. That he's moving millions of people forward in a spiritual exodus through the Red Sea. And every last one that's marching through, every last one that's protesting, they are actually in this exodus, that they are actually moving through what God has made a way for. God is saying that he's parted the sea for our escape. And from these, and from all of these things that we're crying out of, what we're crying out about, he's part of the Red Sea for it. And we're going through, but we have to get to the other side without looking back at Pharaoh. He says for us to stop looking back at Pharaoh. Pharaoh could be the government. Pharaoh could be Trump. Pharaoh could be anything that takes the focus off of him when we need to put our focus on him and what's ahead on the other side of the Red Sea. He's telling us that we need to stay conscious. We need to realize that we don't have to focus on things that does not matter when he is in control. He says he's in control of all of these things and that we are to focus on him and our salvation, our relationship with him, that one-on-one time, that thing that would allow us to build up a understanding and faith of whatever it is in the natural, that he has something else to say in the spirit, and that your spirit needs to be connecting with him right now, and that whatever you're crying out about and you're focusing on, he's going to carry you through it in 11 days. But see, a lot of us not going to make it in 11 days, that we're going to be wandering in the wilderness for 40 years if we don't focus on him. And he said the ones that do focus on him, he's going to carry you through that journey in 11 days. And that 11 days is not going to take 40 years again. Because, see, in the Exodus of the Bible, they had Moses. But he said on today, he's given us his Holy Spirit. On today, we have Jesus. We have his Holy Spirit riding with us, walking with us. And it can take 11 days. It does not have to be 40 years in the wilderness. And we do not have to repeat that same history. That we have an advantage. We have an answer. And we are to put ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto us. God is saying that the pandemic, the recession, the oppression will be left behind in Egypt. It will be left behind in the past if we just listen. And those of you who are listening, are you going to go back? Are you going to look back? Are you going to keep focusing on what's in Egypt, or are you going to let him lead you into the promised land? God said he needs you to decide now. He said he wants us to wander in the wilderness no more than the time it takes to go to the promised land in 11 days, not no 40 years. That thing is past. That thing is old. He says this is a new day, and everything is based on letting him lead you by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. Which journey do you want to take? Do you want to take 11 days, or do you want the 40 years? He said, decide now. Build a relationship with God. Focus on God. Allow God to lead you and stop following the world. See, we don't have Moses. We don't need Moses because Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. And when he left and he gave us the Holy Spirit was left behind to give us that guidance to make it in that 11-day journey to our expected end, that we have the Holy Ghost. But how do we get the Holy Ghost? He says abide in him. He says turn to him. He says repent to him. Repent. Repent and turn to him and allow him to be the focus of your situation. A focus of God-centered living. God is asking us to wake up, to focus on him in this moment, that we are all the way through the Red Sea. He's done that part. But he says, what are we going to do when we get to the other side? We should be focused on our citizenship in heaven. We should be focused on heavenly kingdom living because that's where our true home is. We are just aliens here. We are visitors here on earth. We don't belong here. We are peculiar people. He says because we belong with him in his kingdom, and that we are not to be conformed to looking at whatever is going on in society, in the world, in the natural, and be bound by that and be confused and be distracted by that. Focus on God. This is what the Lord is saying to me. This is what the Lord is saying for every one of us, that we have to turn to him in this time of confusion, in this time of pain, in this time of waiting on answered prayers, in this time of us not knowing what's going on. He says he's here. He hears our prayers. He hears our cries. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You got to decide now. Decide now. Is it 11 days or is it 40 years of wandering? You don't have to wander 40 years anymore. This is what the Lord is saying, and I turn it back over to you, sister.
Amen. Amen. We realize with timing, you have to put the work in. Time with God, timing, you have to put the work in. You have to put yourself above the body. In Joshua, it says to meditate on the word day and night. You have to put the work in. This is what she's talking about right now. It seems that Apostle Temple has been teaching us over a time span. He has placed us in a situation where we can get to where we need to be. He's given the tools. The Holy Spirit has given him the tools to share with us as to how we are to develop that personal and intimate relationship and how we are to make it into the kingdom of heaven and become kingdom citizenship. We have to put the work in. You can't just faith without work is dead. We're not even talking about faith. I'm going to say timing without work is dead. You have to sit. You have to put yourself in a situation where you can catch up to whatever God has going on for you. God never leave us nor forsake us. We the one that stop in mid-air. When things are not going our way or when we sit and we pray for something and it did not manifest overnight. But what we need to understand, God's timing is not our timing. But we can sit and get ourselves together. We can get ourselves together instead of sitting and complaining and mopping and moping about things that didn't take place. You have to ask yourself, was I in a rightful position to receive what I asked for? Was I in a rightful position? Instead of, like she said, don't be transformed, be conformed of this world. You need to have your mind in the spiritual realm. You need to have your mind. That's where your attitude needs to be. Not worrying about different things, but keeping your focus on God and keep it off of man. Keeping your focus off of Trump. Trump can't do anything that God does not allow. As she said, the Red Sea has been parted. God divided the Red Sea. God is the one who consumed the army when they start chasing after the Israelites. It was God and all God by itself. God is the God that controls everything. God is the God that controls timing, but he gives us time after time to get ourselves together. And then he uses people to put you in a place where you can get yourself together, people that have a heart of God that sit and make sacrifices to sit and put you in a place where you can be amongst the number, where you can be those that can make it into the kingdom of heaven. Become kingdom citizenship. We're a royal priesthood robe. God has given us that over the last month, day in, day out. He has poured into you all. As she said, where are you at? What are you going to do? Are you going to sit and let this time pass you by and then you have to go back around the mountain another year as the Israelites did? The Israelite journey took 40 years because as soon as they got through the Red Sea, they went to complaining. As soon as God got them through, read the book, read it. As soon as God took them out of the Red Sea, they went to complaining. And then not only that, that God is a jealous God. Have no other gods before me. They start making other gods, worshiping other gods. So when we sit and we keep our mind focused on Trump or whomever you have, and I keep talking about Trump because that's the name that comes out of everybody's mouth. Know what we need to sit and say, look what God is doing. Look what God is doing. Look at the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the incident took place. Yes, Mr. Floyd was killed. Many others were killed as well. This oppression has been going on for a long time. But God, some people that may be on the phone may have even went through things far worse than this, but God still got you here. God still has you here. He still has that covering over us, that safety net. That safety net is still there. So what we have to do, we have to apply the things that God has given us so we can get in our rightful position to receive whatever it is. She said, the Spirit of the Lord said, your yes, your answer, the answer to your prayer is yes. That is just because it didn't come doesn't mean that it's a denial. What do you have to do? You know your circumstances. You know your situation. What is it that you have to do to get in the will of God? To get in the will of God, because we know that's our rightful position. We know that God is not a God that's going to go outside of his will. We know that. But he gives you time after time to repent, to confess your sins, repent, ask for forgiveness. Whatever it is that's holding you, your yes up, you need to seek God, seek the Holy Spirit, and ask him to reveal it. And be and ground yourself, root yourself, because sometimes the things be so horrific that you don't want to go through it. But I sit and tell you that if you want to receive and get into where God needs you to be, he needs us to be in a situation in his will. God loves us so much that just the people on this line. I'm not even talking about the people that's not on this line or the people that you have spread it about ADM blog. He just continuously, day in and day after, continuously put a voice in your ear to let you know to come on. She said awaken. He said to wake up. That means to come out of your dead state, to let them dry bones come to life. Put them back as a body. Get your mind. Renew your mind. Ask God to creating you a clean heart. Start fasting. Start consecrating yourself. Start as allowing God to cleanse you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. That's what God is calling holiness. And in the same token, I have to keep putting it out there. He's giving you the tools. Where are you at today? Where are you at? Are you going to continue to go wander around in the wilderness, or are you going to go into where God has you to go? Are you going to have a Hannah cry this morning? Hannah in the Bible, in 1 Samuel. Hannah had some situations going on herself. Hannah couldn't have kids. She was barren, but her husband had another wife that had kids, and the kids, the other wife kept taunting Hannah, kept taunting her. But you know what? Hannah had an awakening. Every year, they used to go up to a celebration where they would sacrifice, give a sacrifice to God. And Hannah's husband would give her a portion of food, but the other wife would get more of a portion. And Hannah got to the point where she sat and said, I'm not hungry. She wasn't hungry on this particular time that they went to this ceremony. She wasn't hungry. She was not hungry. But I'm going to tell you what Hannah did. Hannah said, I'm going to seek ye first God myself. Because back then, you had to go through the priest, which was Eli. And you go into the sanctuary and you talk to him. But see, when Eli looked over, Hannah was talking. And he couldn't hear nothing. All he could see was her mouth moving. Hannah was having a moment with God. Hannah took the timing of that celebration, that festival. She used that at her advantage, and she went and she sought God out herself. And her conversation was so deep. She was just so deep and enrooted into her conversation with God. When Eli looked over and saw her mouth moving and nothing wasn't coming out of her mouth, he accused her of being drunk. But see, she let him know, no, I'm sorry, sir, I'm not drunk. I'm talking to God. I'm having this relationship. I just formed my own personal relationship with God right here, right now, and I'm having this conversation with him because I'm asking him to give me a baby. And she made a vow to God. If you give me my child, I will give them back. I will give them back. See, Hannah knew the timing. She knew the timing. She took advantage of the timing right then and there. Hannah was blessed with her son. Hannah gave her son back to God, as she said. But Hannah, year after year, going through the same thing. You can imagine her heart was hardened. You can imagine she was heavy laden. You can imagine her self-esteem was low. But guess what? Hannah didn't sit there and no more. It was no more complaining. When her husband seen her crying, he asked her, "You crying? You have me. You crying because you couldn't have because you can't have a baby, but you have me." That wasn't enough for Hannah. But Hannah seized the moment. She seized the moment. She sat. She paid attention to what went around year after year after year. And she decided to form a personal relationship with God on that day. She talked to God. Her heart poured out to God. Her mind poured out to God. Her soul, her spirit was all given to God. She left it right there in that sanctuary. And she received her blessing. And I'm more than sure she had to leave some things behind. She had to scale some things off of her from all the things that she had been carried year after year. She had to give. If it was hatred, it had to be moved. If it was low self-esteem, it had to be built. If it was jealousy, it had to be left right there in that sanctuary. So on today, I sit and I ask you and I tell you, try what Hannah did. Try and sit. Don't try. Do it. God is giving you the tools. Just like Hannah was saying the same thing that year after year after year. Well, for the last past month, God been giving you tool after tool after tool. He's already given you how to form a personal and intimate relationship. He's already taught you that communicating with him is the key. He's already let you know the different things that you have to have in order to receive his blessings. Timing. Now is the time for you to develop that relationship. Now is the time for you to utilize the tools that you are receiving on 8 p.m. nightly. Use them, saints. Don't let this time pass you by. Do not go back around that mountain as the Israelites did. Do not allow an 11-day journey that the Israelites had, 11 days to turn into a 40-year because you choose to complain. If you have no words to sit and say, just thank the Lord. If you can't even find something to thank him for, just call on Jesus. Because if you sit and you look around, as I said, starting this morning, you have something to be thankful for. We pray on today that the word that came out of our mouth, first of all, was acceptable to God, and that it touched somebody, that somebody has not realized that they don't have to sit and keep carrying the same thing over and over. To let go, let God. Use the resources that God has given you. If you don't understand, if you don't know, if it's something that you feel that you have missed out on, ask God to lead you to who he needs to lead you to so you can get the answers that you need. God does not want us to sit and keep going around and carrying around the same old baggage. God is not a God that's going to put somebody in your space for you to just sit and say, oh, I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like doing that. It's for a reason. It's not for Apostle Temple. He ain't right standing with God. It's for us to sit and put ourselves in a place where we can receive the blessings. We thank you for coming on this morning and sharing with us. And I please, don't let this time pass you by. God says he hears your cry. He hears you. He hears your pain. Try God. Let go and let God. We love you. We'll see you in tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. May God's peace go with you. Shalom. In Jesus' name, amen.
So far from home, I feel like I've done